Well, hello, hello. How are you? Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Katam Chubet. Karibu sana. It's been quite a while since I sat down and recorded, but you shall not bash me for that. But Karibu, I hope you feel warm here on my podcast. Taman Classified is a beautiful space where we just share a lot of things about the human brain. And I mean, I would really love for you to enjoy your time here with me. So today I wanted to talk about something that has really been in my life for quite some time, and something that has really affected me in one way or another. Yeah, so I'm trying to get my notes. Okay, because I usually try and write down one or two things about the topic that I want to discuss, so that, I mean, we can be the contents can be quite flowy, so that you can understand where I'm going at. But I would like to sneak this in before I start talking about what I wanted to share today. I mean, who thought Corona would have been real? I think, please raise your hand, or you can just. She's talking about Corona. You can, nod your head if you thought this thing was not serious. I think I'd like to just be honest and say I think I'm those people who really thought this was not going to be a serious pandemic or something that would really affect us. Like, I mean, where the world is at a proper standstill, we are told to do the basic thing that probably we should have been doing all along. And hey, don't forget to wash your hands all the time, yeah? Also, don't forget to sanitize. If you don't have the option of washing your hands wherever you're going, if it is a must to go to that place, go ahead and sanitize and maintain the social distancing. I mean, I think as a young generation, this is one of the things that are going to be very difficult to do, because I think even up until now, I would not lie to you, my friends and I have discussed about having a party or two, just meeting and, with random friends and sitting down and having a drink or two. And it got me thinking, we are not used to this stay away from everyone kind of life. We are really social beings, so knowing how much we've zoea that kind of activity and that kind of life, I mean, it's crazy, but I hope you're staying safe wherever you are. And today, let's talk about social media, guys, and the influence it has on us as a young generation, and really just cuts across the board. So I'm going to be very candid with you guys. I have been depressed before, something that probably I do not talk about, because also I feel I've been in interactions where you pop the statement that you've been depressed before, and everyone is looking at you like, and so there are unkind and mean people out here, but social media really has been growing, and we cannot ignore the rapid growth of social media and as a new medium of interaction. And I mean, I read somewhere it was saying close to 3 billion active users of social media right now are what we have in the globe. Like, 3 billion is a huge number. So it seems this is something that it really plays a role or part of our daily lives. One, two, I have ventured into radio. It was a beautiful space, guys. Guy. If you know me, Manze, me enjoyed my time in Radio Kabisa. And here's the thing, mainstream media is one of those places that really got affected by the growth of social media and all its, greatness. I mean, marketing trends had to change. Corporations and how they approached their clients had to change, because gone are the days where you'd find like a product is not good for you and you have to, go through three channels, maybe write a letter. I remember kwa Blue Band ilikuwa imeandikwa ati write a letter to here and here and what have you. But these days, if I find a product and it does not impress me, I'm taking it to, one of the platforms and asking for value for my coins. Ama, if you buy something from someone, and this is what they promised, and this is what vis-a-vis like what they give, I mean, you have the right. I mean, most people these days, you just rush there and tell them, "Hi, Safaricom, you're not doing the right thing. I'm not getting the service that I probably tried to purchase this, and it has not gotten to my account." Social media has really changed a lot of things. Now, Can we talk about relationships with young people and mental health with, I mean, social media? I may not have all the facts correct. Please feel free to comment and put your input in my, my comment section. I'll be more than grateful to read them. But I remember there was a time, I don't know if it's in the States, where they decided to pull down the numbers. And here's the thing with social media: numbers never lie. So person A will post a photo, and person A will get a million likes and probably hundreds of thousands of interaction. As a company, why would I not interact with this person who has such a huge following, to probably market my product or just create a certain awareness out there? But here's the catch. Social media, in the same aspect, the consumer, the client, they are people like you and I, and we as human beings, I tend to think we tend to have dreams and, ambitions. They're people you look up to, they're people you just see and you're like, you know what, one day I might actually be there. And this brings me back to a conversation I was having with a couple of my friends. They said a certain one of this what are they called, social media influencers in Kenya, particular person named XXX. I love her to bits, she's beautiful. But my friend was like, oh, you know me, I love this girl and what have you. And at 27, I'm just thinking, there's one way that this thing can really impact your life, and there are necessary pressures you're supposed to give yourself, and then there are unnecessary pressures, hello, that you are not supposed to give yourself. So when I'm talking about mental health and addiction, just the instant gratification that, you get, the short-term pleasure of social media and what it does to you. I mean, let me tell you, a couple of times I really like engaging with people, and a couple of times I would ask, just being very, very honest, when you post a photo or when you post a tweet or when you post something on the online platform, I would kid you not, I have been there myself. Before I could get a hold of myself, I would refresh my brother, my sister. I would be sitting there waiting, nini, nini. After maybe 1 hour, I'm just like, oh, refresh, who's liked and what have you. And this can really be crazy to your head. This can really get you addicted to just that short-term gratification of people acknowledging you and people just saying, oh, wow, you look beautiful. Or people just saying, okay, I agree with your sentiments there. If it's a tweet you've put out there, or just whatever, there's just a somewhat source of instant gratification that you people usually get. And the thing is, with such patterns, this can mess up. I was about to curse in my podcast, and I'm not about to do that here. No. This can mess your head up for reasons that self-awareness is something that we do not practice as people a lot. And if you're not aware of your environment, of your space, of your finances, of your being, of your body, you're likely to be veered off by just seeing others, just looking at others and admiring, which is fine and it is okay, but that can really mess up your mind. Let's talk about the dangers of sleeping patterns. Let me tell you, there was a time I was unemployed in life, and I used to stay at home, and that is when I was depressed. And I could remember when, before I really knew I was getting there, I used to have crazy sleeping patterns. So, quick question: how many of us, like, the last thing you do before you sleep, what do you do? A good number, guys, a fair huge number of people, the last thing they do is just put their phone aside and sleep, or sleep and find their phone is just beside them, very, thin line in between there. If you're a prayerful person, you tend to pray and then probably sleep. But the majority of people, as I've been asking and, just interacting with guys, the phone can really be one of those things that, before you sleep, you're just gravitating towards, hey, who has posted, what has happened during the day, what are the news saying, which is a good thing. Information is power. Go you get me? But Myself, I realized having my gadget with me before I go to bed would kill my sleeping patterns, because I'd either waste an hour or two just scrolling and just, up and about in the social media streets, hapa na pale, natoka moja, nafunga nyingine, nenda kwa nyingine, and this would affect my day the next day, because I wake up, I'm tired. I wake up, my head is tired. I think my thought process has been affected. Like, I didn't even get time to think and meditate and just have a clear headspace while at it. And crazy, this really damaged my sleeping patterns. So anxiety also is one of those things. Guys, 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 guys. Social media can kill you with anxiety. Anxiety, like just keeping up and in a tongue, FOMO, right? Fear of missing out, yeah, FOMO. Keeping up with what is happening and FOMO. Is FOMO a thing? Because it used to be a thing, I think, when I was younger. But right now, if I think about it, if guys are going for a certain festival and my coins are not able to take me there, the only motivation I can have is probably to just work extra hard to have my shit together in a way that my life is not confined to just working and spending my money in for my house and probably a little investment, saving up kidogo. Like, I can also have a life, but FOMO can also make you go crazy because, hello, you're trying to go to events probably you don't have enough money for. You're trying to meet people or go to the best places that probably, you just know legit. If somebody shook you, you couldn't afford that in like a span of 3 months on a daily. You get me? That did not make sense. Katam, get your head together. Do stuff that you can really redo with much ease and comfort. I think that is the point. And in unreasonable expectations, guys, man. So I'll give you a quick story time in here. I remember when I first ran into my when I first got into depression. I had finished school, and after I finished school, I've always been an overachiever. I've always been a dreamer and someone who wanted to achieve the most in life. My parents used to encourage me and say, "You know what? You're going to help you. Just keep applying for jobs and what have you." But sooner or later, I realized things are not turning how I wanted them to. I had an unfortunate experience at some point, and which probably I'll share one day, not today. But shortly after that, I was back to my normal life after maybe a month or two of recuperating at home. And then I started realizing people's lives are really moving on real quick. And I wasn't. At that particular time, I remember I was jobless. I was at home. I didn't have an income. I was freshly, I was fresh from school. I had graduated. And on the outside, my parents, God bless them, they've always shielded me and kept me in a very, very beautiful and safe space. Which somehow made me be a bit comfortable. And at some point, I didn't realize what this was doing to me because I was really getting comfortable. But at the same time, I was really comparing myself to my counterparts, What is the right word? Katam, whatever I'm to my, I can't say age mates, to just my immediate environment. And my immediate environment, I like to define that as just the people around me, family, friends, my church, for example, just the social circles, places I like going to, and the people I really interact with. And guess what? The people you interact with on the online platform are your immediate environment. They're as near you as just as like as near to you like as they can get. Let me just put it at that. So I quickly started comparing myself with my friends. I'm seeing people are doing this and that, probably someone has gotten a job. And I was actually telling my mom, I remember after I healed, I was telling my mom, you know what, back in the day, you people had it very easy, because if your friend got a job, he or she would not send you her acceptance letter for you to know she got a job. So unless you communicate through phone or whatever medium of communication that you would have, is when you would have known his or her success. When someone gets a child, when someone gets a husband, when someone is enjoying a relationship, when they're traveling, all these things did not happen to you. But for us, I remember this particular day, I got into social media and I see a friend posted a whole letter, dear, you have been accepted and fully confirmed, and da 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 da, and my heart broke. And I'm a genuine soul, and I usually see human beings are jealous by nature. You call it as you want it, as you want to call it. I think we just generally are jealous human beings. Even our God is jealous. It says in the Bible, He's a jealous God, but different, can be argued differently. But whether good jealousy or bad jealousy that has strife and hatred, and you'd like to put that person down, this was good, a good form of jealous. I felt it in my heart. I asked myself and I asked God, God, why not me? Why can't I have this? And days passed and I kept seeing one or two other people just overachieving and achieving, and I was really not getting there. So this took me to places, I'm telling you guys for sure. This drove my mind crazy. And I got to a point where I could not talk to anyone. I couldn't interact with people. Like, my mom would talk to me and I'm just breaking down, or I just want to sit in the bedroom and do nothing completely. And I mean, this was a dark phase in my life. And once I started talking to someone who, it's a mom, my mom's friend. She's a psychiatrist. She is not a psychiatrist, who is a psychologist. She's a She talked to me and she told me, she asked me about my story, and I told her what I would want and where I was. And she told me, Chebet, your problem is you're comparing yourself with others based off on what they are showing you. So we decided, I take down all social media platforms, from WhatsApp, crazy, right? To Instagram, to Twitter, to Facebook, everything for a good straight 5 months, guys. Jesus. I told her, to be honest. If you ever experienced not having your phone. Then you would know how a life sentence of not having your phone for 5 months would sound, guys. Well, I was able to be away from my phone and social media streets for like 4 months. And from then, my life changed, because I was able to get in touch with myself, with my body, with my spirituality, with my goals and my dreams, and just my targets. With where I would love to have seen my career. I mean, it was a refreshing space. So, the feeling of inadequacy really reduced, because I was really feeling inadequate and not achieved like my age mates. And to date, I will not lie to you, thereafter I used to have depressive episodes, because if once I got back, I would interact with people, but then I would see a lot of things that still at it would not shake me. But then after a while, you'd find I'm just getting sadder and sadder. I don't want to interact with people. I mean, just episodes. And the moment I realized these were my triggers, or this thing called social media was my trigger, I decided to address it in one way. Every time I feel I'm in that space, I log off completely. And this is something I really advocate all the time. My friends know, and people around me whom I talk to know, when I see or when you talk and you're like, I'm feeling this and that and I'm down, and the first thing I always suggest is just a break from the socials. It is a refreshing thing that maybe most people would not understand. And if you have a thick skin, wow to you and thank you, God. Because this thing can affect you so very much. Okay. And this podcast today was just to encourage someone out there. Things might not really seem to be going the direction that you want them to go. And you may not be where you really want to be. But every once in a while, dare to take a break from the socials to get in touch with your goals and yourself and your body and your being. To just get to the root of your existence such that when things are thrown at you after such a hibernation space moment or space, you are a thick human being. I'll tell you for a fact. God, I've been thrown at things on certain avenues, and were it done when I was very not strong, not in touch with who I am and my beauty inside and out, I would have been crushed, right? But also, this has also enabled me just the being out of that place for a while, for you to just connect with yourself can really make you grow and become better. And this comes at a time when I know most of the guys are at home and most people are at home right now. And you probably are doing the most in terms of scrolling that phone like me. But I would love to challenge you to just take a breather and a break from the socials. Even at this point, things are crazy. You can get information from the telly. Maybe. I think I'm those old people. I'm those old school people. But when you feel you're almost getting there, I'll insist, my advice, take a break from the socials. It will make a huge difference. You will thank me later. Love and light. Katong Chabat, you guys are amazing. I see we are actually growing, and you, God, things like this melt my heart. The subscribers have increased. Thank you so very much. Keep sharing my podcast with your friends, your loved ones, your younger siblings, your older siblings, just anyone who really you think would be in need of this information. And let's help a girl grow her podcast. So I love you guys so much. I'll be talking to you guys maybe. Like 2 3 days. I've really lazied around. I've been on leave, and guys, nimelala yangu yote. So I have a lot of dope fresh content for you. I would love us to talk about a lot of things, and we have not talked about cyberbullying. Buddha, I you guys. We'll talk about this another day, because that is what I want us to talk about the next time we are here. Cyberbullying is a thing. And both men and women on the streets wanakuwa attack me, by the way. Kai, kai, kai. Can you get a life and try to be a bit kinder? I'm talking too much. I love you guys. Please subscribe to my podcast, Nawapenda by Kwaheri.